Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com. I love you so, 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 so much. I love you so, 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 so much.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It's a fabulous Friday here in the studio as I record. And you know what that means if you've been listening for a long time. At least the last few months, I've been reading from the book Oneness by Rasha for a while. It was hit and miss there. I would choose a random chapter. And for the last couple months, I've just been making Fridays my reading day. I definitely have looked forward to it as this is one of my favorite books, as I've mentioned to you guys. If you haven't ever heard before, I view this sort of as the guidebook for ascension, if you will. It's channeled material, and all I know is it's very high vibrational, very poetic, very beautiful, very inspiring. And certainly, I originally read it 10 years ago, and it's certainly been true in many ways with some of the things that it sort of talks about, you know, and predicts that a person will go through as they ascend vibrationally and continue to expand and become more of who and what they truly are and step into the greatest and grandest version of themselves. It's been certainly a beautiful, beautiful guide for me, and hopefully it will be for you as well. You can always go back and listen to some of the other chapters. You don't need to necessarily read it in order. So what I do is I use a random number generator for the last few weeks anyway, and choose, meditate for a moment, click enter and see what number spits out. And today it's chapter 39, which is a rather short but sweet chapter. Just glancing at it, I know it's sweet because it's in this book. I haven't read it in many years, but we're about to. And of course, before I do, I would like to take a quick moment and read a review or two here on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They not only help us to reach new people, but they definitely fuel my fire to continue this labor of love that is this broadcast. So this first review came in, short but sweet, from Luciana Ayala, and Luciana says, love it all, love this podcast. And thank you, Luciana, for taking the time to leave a review. I'll read one more since that one was short and sweet. The next one is from Challenge, says, loving it. I love this podcast. It's one of my favorites. It's opened me up to so many new ideas and perspectives. I'm still pretty new in spiritual development and struggle with staying positive and maintaining my vibration. But I know this podcast will continue to help me grow and open my mind up even more. Thank you, Brandon. Well, thank you, Challenge, for taking the time to review and, more importantly, for deciding, making the choice to continue to develop yourself, develop this spiritual path that you are newly walking down, it sounds like, which is super exciting. It's such a major turning point in a being's involution, if you will, to start down this path. And it's I applaud anyone who is newly on the path. Of course, anyone who's been on this path for some time, I applaud you too. But you know, if I look back, it's like that moment when you really, all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on and you understand self-growth, self-awareness, expanding, you know, yourself is the most powerful thing you can not only do for yourself, but that you can do for the world. If you want to change, you know, we've all seen the quote before that's, you know, yesterday I was intelligent and I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise and I want to change myself, or something to that effect. That may not be exactly the quote, but you get the point. And that's the thing. By changing yourself, you do change the world, because the world is a reflection, an extension of you. And that's the most powerful way. Any of you guys out there who are struggling with what's going on in the world and how dark it can seem if you focus on some of the dark things, right? Here's the thing. It's always had that. People say, oh, the world's going, you know, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Things are awful. It's end times. Go back 1,000 years and see how dark it was. You know, you maybe didn't have the news or the internet to put it in your face every 5 seconds. But it's always been there. There's always been this battle of light and dark, if you will, in this 3D reality, which is the reason we come here. The friction that's caused by these two, sort of opposing forces that truly aren't opposing from the ultimate perspective. It's like hot and cold. It's like variations of two of the same stuff, the same consciousness. You get to choose whether you want your bath nice and warm or you want it frigid and cold. And so what I would say is focus on all the good that's going on and focus on changing your inner world. And since you are a focal point of source consciousness and everything you see, there is no out there. It's a reflection of some part of yourself. You'll continue to see more and more good as you continue to upgrade and expand yourself. You are driving and steering the ship here, and taking care and working on yourself is the most important thing you can commit to doing. As we're about to enter 2018. You want to make a resolution, resolve to do that. Continue to work on yourself and to not stress about these apparent external circumstances and forces that you can't control. All right. Well, now that I got that little tangent out of the way, I will move right along into reading today's chapter. Like I said, it's chapter 39 that was spit out at me by the random number generator. And of course, I have asked in the past on the Facebook group. And if you guys aren't on the Facebook group, I've asked for a number. And that's a great way to connect, interact, ask questions, connect with other listeners. It's Positive Heads. So love to see you guys all there if you're not there already on the Facebook group. But so for today, chapter 39, this is Oneness, the Teachings Received and Transcribed by Rasha. Let's take a listen to what Rasha has for us today. Now, there's always a little summary of what the chapter is about at the top of each. And this one's very short and sweet. Finding God. Since the very beginning of your self-awareness as an incarnate being, you have probed your world for clues to the meaning of your existence. You have looked in every conceivable crevice and pondered the vastness of the infinite cosmos. You have scrutinized the spiritual wisdom that was forthcoming from those who believe themselves to be knowledgeable about such matters. And you followed their direction religiously in lifetime after lifetime, hoping that somehow you would emerge at the end of your days with the answer. Yet, regardless of the cultural circumstances in which you found yourself, the questions led only to more questions.
The deeper your explorations led you and the more profound your understandings, there emerged deeper, more profound questions from the innermost recesses of your insatiable mind. Ultimately, your questions have led you to this place and to this moment. And even though you can sense that you have enacted this script before, there's a deeper knowingness that at this time it is different. At last, it seems you have ventured to a stage of beingness where you have begun to tire of the questions. You've become bored with the entire process of skirting the perimeter of what you have been seeking from the beginning. For instinctively, you know that the answers are not out there at all, nor are they within the realm of mind. This knowingness that is yearned for at the very deepest level will not be understood, not even after 1,000 more lifetimes of conscious spiritual pursuit. For one cannot attain the unattainable. One cannot hope to fathom the incomprehensible. One cannot arrive at a destination from which one has never departed. One can simply know oneself to be here now. Here you will not find the externalized God who you hope awaits you somewhere beyond this place. Here you will not find the answers to the infinite philosophical questions with which you have danced through time immemorial. Here you will not find the wisdom that you fear will continue to elude you, not as long as you continue to search for it. Here you can only hope to find yourself. And in so doing, perhaps you will experience an exquisite moment of surrender, and then another. And perhaps in the eternal moment of now, you will know that you are what you were seeking all along. You will know this, not because you have finally amassed a sufficient body of knowledge and understanding, but simply because you are this, fully present in your experience of it. The experience of divine connectedness, the taste of that essence. That's it. You have come to the center of the storm now. You know this, for you have been here in this place before. And even though you have slid past the gateway, the sanctity of this haven, when you least expected to. And by now it feels familiar and comfortable and safe. And here you thought it would be the ultimate challenge. Enlightenment, a pretty big word. Finding God, an intimidating concept. Only because you believed that it was. In truth, it's all so simple. And your bondage to the illusion that it was otherwise is what has kept you coming back lifetime after lifetime on the chance that this time you'd get it right. This time you'd solve the riddle. This time you'd actually encounter God and you'd know the truth once and for all. And this time you do. Short and sweet chapter there. Powerful chapter. Realizing that you are it. There is nowhere else to go, nowhere else to search other than to fully surrender into this moment, this now, this moment that exists, that you are in right now as you hear these words, is as divine as any other moment ever has been or will be. Isn't that powerful, a powerful truth to understand and know? Look at how, feel how the moment comes alive, how, you know, the car in front of you becomes more vivid if you're driving. The person sitting across the room from you as you listen to this on headphones, how much more vivid and alive the colors in the room are, how beautiful their essence becomes. And that's the thing, is when you focus and you live in the moment, everything comes alive. Everything is precious. You will look back on the things. There's so many times we all can relate to the idea of taking something for granted, right? And then later, looking back nostalgically at the past and saying, wow, had I only been more present, had I only, you know, cared more, if I'd only, you know, given that person the time and attention they deserved when I was with them, and now they're gone, maybe they're crossed over or out of your life or whatever it may be. And we can all look back and relate to that feeling, right? Let's not keep recreating those feelings. Let's get to future nows, other nows, and when we look back on these nows, it will be as if we live them fully to the moment. We are fully present. The present is our present, right? It's a gift. And by moving into it, that's how we create more now moments that we appreciate, and that reflect even deeper, becomes easier and easier, becomes a domino effect in a good direction when you get on this. Everything is like that, right? You sort of set the dominoes in motion, and they build and they build and they build. Let's build appreciation for the moment by knowing that it is all within us. We are it. There's nothing outside of ourselves to seek. It is all within you. And the more you surrender to and accept and understand that fact, the more your divinity you seeked external from you before will start to unfold from within. It'll start to blossom as the caterpillar transmutes into the butterfly that you are meant to ultimately become. Isn't it so ironic and beautiful? That which you seek has been within you all along. You are it. You are that divine spark. It's not out there waiting, sitting on a throne to judge you or look down at you or listen to your prayers. And maybe if God's in a good mood, he'll grant them. And if not, he won't. And, you know, all these ideas we've been taught, you are deciding, you are granting and not granting to yourself. You are it. And you are beautiful reflections of me, and I am a beautiful reflection of you. There's only one of us listening to this broadcast, and I love us all. Thank you so much for being. Until next time, I do have a track to leave you with. This is Fire Signs. It's called Lose Control. Appropriately titled, I love the track. Surrender into this moment, lose control, and gain it all. Ah, beautiful. Till next time, journey well. Love you all.
And I've given you Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.